This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. While at our website, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music. Here, you're finally retired. This is what you worked so hard for so long. No more mind-numbing bumper-to-bumper commutes. No more 9 p.m. dinners in the office. No more 3 a.m. emails demanding your response immediately. You have the world in the palm of your retired hand. And thanks to that hard work and a dose of financial discipline, you have a flow of income arriving every month. Sounds pretty good, right? But then on some seemingly normal afternoon, you head to the mailbox and discover a letter from the IRS informing you that there's an issue with one of your retirement accounts. During this episode, we're going to discuss how many kinds of retirement income are taxed so that you can hopefully feel more confident that your financial strategy is squared away. But before we venture into the always exciting world of taxes, let me introduce you to my co-host, Tony Shore, who I know will be excited for today's topic because he's such a big fan of the IRS.
I'm not taking the bait on that one. If any IRS agents are listening today, hey, you do great work. I think you do a great job. Yeah.
There's so much more of them now, right?
Yeah. I think the question you have to ask,
what is your tax plan?
What is your tax plan? But no, I think this is a great topic. Obviously, everybody has their go-to joke about the IRS or taxes. Yeah. But hey, the fact is IRS agents are people, too. They're just doing their job. But I will say we joke around a lot about the IRS because it's amazingly overcomplicated, the tax code and tax laws in this country. And yes. I think sometimes it's like it seems like they're doing it on purpose when they have rules like the 59 and a half years old rule. It's like nobody counts half birthdays unless you're five. Right.
What's the half about?
You don't say at 59 and a half years old, we're going to make a rule. No, if you have a rule that begins at an age, begin it at an actual birth date. I don't understand. So anyway, I digress.
Tell me your half birthday.
No, that involves math. I was told there would be no math. Wait, this is a financial show. Okay, I should probably.
It'll change every 4 years, too, because of leap year.
That's true. It's crazy. So yeah, the IRS, the tax code, you hear stats and I don't know which of them are true, but you hear about how like 77,000 pages in the tax code. I've read that.
There's a ton of rules, Tony. And so while some parts of your financial lives get easier when you get into retirement, taxes are something that don't. And the changes keep happening. So I read an article from Kiplinger on how 13 types of retirement income get taxed. May not be able to get through them all here today, but I wanted to go over some of the topics they have. Hey, we're not tax attorneys. We're not CPAs, but we want to talk about taxes because they are a big part of our financial strategy in retirement. So I encourage people that I work with to view taxes like this. As your retirement date draws closer, you're likely to be thinking about things like dream vacations, learning how to scuba dive, adventures you'll have with grandkids or your friends that are retiring with you. So that's great. But while planning for those things, you can sit down with your financial services professional and your tax professional to come up with a tax strategy that gives you more flexibility to enjoy all those things you want to have fun in retirement with.
Yeah. And retirement should be fun. right? Yes. I mean, that's the goal here. And but for a lot of people, the idea of building a retirement tax strategy does not sound like fun. In fact, it probably sounds pretty daunting. So, but I think that's why you need to work with a financial services professional. That's where you come in as a trusted financial advisor to help lay out those strategies so the people don't have to worry about it as much. You guide them through this process, right?
That's right. And the process that this affects probably the most is your traditional 401ks and IRAs. That's where most people are saving money for retirement. Since the law changes back in the 70s, that Tara has on a really old episode, Tara talked about how we would move from pensions to 401ks. It's interesting. Maybe it's still out there. But these tax deferred accounts reduce your taxable income, which is great. It saves you money in your current tax year. That's great. But the savings, dividends, and investment gains within these accounts also grow tax deferred, and that's great. However, so it's easy to forget you're going to have to pay taxes on all of the money when you retire and begin collecting those withdrawals. That's when you pay the taxes. Those taxes are applicable to the gains, any pre-tax or deductible contributions.
So, and you've talked about this on previous shows, Chris, withdrawals can't be put off forever on these accounts either, can they?
No, they can't. There's this really neat thing the IRS has called required minimum distributions, also known as RMDs. So they begin at age 73 for folks that are turning 73 this year. Now, for people who work beyond 72, you may be able to delay RMDs from your current employer's 401k until they formally retire. So as long as they don't own more than 5% of that company that they're working for, they can do that. They can't be a self-employed kind of person. So you must also note that the tax rate you'll pay on your traditional IRA withdrawals will be taxed at your ordinary income rate. So you got to know what your adjusted gross income is to kind of get an idea of what you're going to be paying on those funds. Then there's another caveat for these funds. If you start taking that money before you're 59 and a half, you get hit with that 10% penalty. It's in addition to the regular tax bill. So you want to make sure you look at staying away from that.
Well, yeah. And for me, the notion of having to fork over penalties like 10% and even up to 25% with RMDs because of early withdrawals and RMDs, it seems more than enough to avoid that route unless I simply didn't have another choice. Right. You don't want to touch your retirement accounts before 59 and a half. And there's that half year I was complaining about. Nobody celebrates half birthdays or thinks of their age in that way, except 5-year-olds. It's like,
that's right.
What's going on at the IRS? I want to know that. But yeah, I mean, you want to avoid penalties for missing an RMD or those early withdrawals. You just don't want to have to do that. Right. And again, this is why it's yet another reason to work with a trusted financial professional who's going to look at the big picture and make sure you don't make those mistakes and that's work right. alongside your tax professionals like CPAs on those types of things.
Yep. So some people may not know this, but there's another retirement vehicle called Roth IRAs. There's Roth 401ks as well, and there are not RMDs associated with those type of accounts. So that looks really attractive to a lot of people. So now the money you put into it is post-tax dollars. So there's no tax deduction for adding money to these, but your eventual withdrawals will be tax-free. The capital and the growth. So that's a really good thing about Roth IRAs.
Yeah. So the principal and the growth comes out tax free, even what it's earned, even the interest. So that is really, really beneficial in retirement because we have to assume taxes will be higher than the now, right?
That's right. And it really makes helping somebody plan for the retirement when you can take task risk out of the equation. So we encourage our clients to move from taxable accounts to tax deferred accounts, to hopefully to tax free accounts as they move through their retirement. So those are really great things that to consider is how do we get into tax free, and the Roth IRA account is a great way to do it. Now, if you put money into a Roth IRA account, it has to have been started at least 5 years prior to beginning the tax free withdrawals. So that now that ticker starts as soon as the first money is deposited. Sure. So if you're in retirement, you want to get your that Roth IRA started before you need to spend it. So and now
and it's not 5 years from when you put in like the last deposit to get that money out. It's from when you started the Roth account. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that's why my daughter, who's 20, just opened her first Roth and is going to starting to put money in it. So,
oh, great. That is very commendable.
Yeah, I wish
I
would.
In college?
Yes, she's in college.
Wow. That's great.
Isn't that crazy? Well, yeah, she worked. She's, you know, it's not like she has a lot to put in there. No. But she's got one open. She's putting money in it. And I wish I had known all this when I was her age. I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but she can use that money for college and she can use that money to help her buy her first home.
Yes. Yep. So, even if she's not, those are exceptions to the 59.5 rule that we were talking about, right?
That's right.
But the Roth IRA, just to make that point, the question I have for you for our listeners out there so they know is the Roth IRA, like the traditional IRA or 401k, also has that 59.5 rule where you can't take the money out before 59.5 without a penalty, correct?
Yeah, without hitting that 10% penalty. Yeah. So you need to really have the money fast. There are a few exceptions, but find your exception before you think about pulling it out.
Yeah. Like you said, her Roth IRA, you can pull it out, before 59.5, if it's for certain to buy your first home, to pay for college, things like that. Yeah.
Right. So the next big thing is going to be Social Security.
Wait, Social Security. We can't get through a show without talking about taxes and Social Security. So here's what I got.
God bless Social Security.
God bless Social Security.
So Social Security makes up about a third of most people's benefits or their income in retirement, right? So it's good to know how your Social Security is getting taxed or maybe not getting taxed. So here's the great thing is that the 15% of Social Security will not get taxed ever. That's not taxed. Now there may be some state rules. I don't know all the states. Here in Colorado, it's the same income that whatever the Fed taxes, then Colorado taxes. Okay. So if they're only taxing at 85% of your Social Security, then that's what the state is doing. There's a calculation and it's called provisional income calculation. And so if your provisional income is less than $25,000 or $32,000 for a married couple filing a joint return, your Social Security benefits are tax-free.
I would hope so at that low amount. Yeah, hopefully people are making more than that in retirement, but.
Well, it depends. You know, maybe that money's coming out of Roth IRA. So that doesn't go toward ordinary income, right?
That's true. That is a good point.
There are some big strategies on moving money into tax-free and getting to a tax-free retirement. Give us a call. We'll help you figure that one out. So the other category is that half of the benefits are taxable, and that's for if you're between $25,000 and $34,000 in the provisional income for a single filer or a joint filer, it's between 32 and 44, then that's 50% of your benefits are taxable. Now that if it's over $34,000 for a single filer or over $44,000 for a joint filer, then 85% of your benefits are taxable.
Wow. And so did you say, does the state of Colorado tax Social Security?
I believe they do. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't found a provision that says that.
I know Minnesota does where I'm from.
Yeah, there's some states that don't.
Minnesota taxes everything.
Yeah, I think Colorado still taxes that.
Yeah.
There's some good things about Colorado and the tax codes. You know, we have pretty low property tax compared to a lot of other states.
Oof, yeah.
Our sales tax is okay. It's not, it's kind of within the norm. Generally, people pay somewhere between 7% and 11% on sales tax, depending on the local municipality and county taxes. But it's going to be at least like 7.7 and up. But that's pretty much how that goes. But Colorado is not a bad place, but it's not super advantageous either. It's not like it's Florida or something.
Right. But there are things that, yeah, there are give and takes. We could go into a whole discussion. You know, people are like, oh, Minnesota, they tax us. Well, we moved here to start our, we moved back to Minnesota to start when we started having kids because we wanted them to be in a good school system. And I'll tell you where we raised our children in Stillwater, one of the top schools, public schools in the, not only in the state, but in the country. And we moved from Tennessee, where there are hardly any, no state taxes, but you wouldn't want to send your kids to the public schools there. I mean, they don't have band. They can't afford band programs. They don't have band anymore. You know, our kids up here, in fact, our kid's school had one of the top bands in the country. So the taxes go for things. In Minnesota, the public school system is supported. In, you know, certain states, like we lived in Tennessee for 6 years. Sure, you don't have as many state taxes, but you also, the school system isn't any good. So they don't provide things for the kids that they do up here and have extracurricular activities, all the activities and the level of teachers and coaches and, you know, programs like the band program. A lot of the poorer states or the states that don't tax have done away with band program and, you know, kids learning an instrument as part of school, things like that. And, you know, so there's give and take. Anyway, I didn't mean to get on a soapbox there, but there's give and take.
So in my small town where I graduated from, they've started to have fund drives to get books for the school. Because the school can't pay for books anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It is interesting. Education is an interesting thing. I mean, but for retirees who probably listen to the show, they're like, hey, I don't have children in school. I don't care about public schools at this point. I want, you know, to save on taxes. And, you know, we should all care about public schools because it makes the area you live in better. If your public schools are good, your area is going to stay nicer longer. It's a proven fact, study after study. It's tough. So things, and you know, you can have bad schools in states that tax as well. I know there's that argument. So I'm not, you know, saying that, but taxes are can be tough, especially for people in retirement. So I know a lot of people do look for, you know, we got off on state taxes, but it does make a big difference what state you live in too.
Yeah, it can make a big difference. We had the client move to Kentucky because her pensions weren't taxed.
Oh, so, wow. Okay. So that's interesting.
That was a really big one. So we've been chatting about Social Security, Roth IRAs, traditional 401ks and IRAs. And if you're interested to hear more details about all those kind of things, make sure you give us a call at 719-210-4242 so we can help you structure your financial plan, your strategy, so that you take into account all these taxes and maybe spend your tax dollars at the right time is what we want to do in our financial strategies. Okay.
Yeah.
We are going to pay our taxes, but we want to pay them in the right way at the right time.
Right. Give that number one more time and your web address. I love your new website.
Yeah. So the number to call is 719-210-4242. Go out to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com, and check us out. We've got a lot of great things on the website there. It's a beautiful colors and there's horses. So And we love horses around here.
Yeah. And don't forget, get a copy of Tara's book too.
On Amazon, Barnes and Noble's. You can find a link to it on the website there if you're looking for it.
Yeah, read about it there on the website. Well, this has been a great discussion so far. So what's next?
So the next thing we want to talk about is pensions. So pensions aren't as common as they once were, but they're still federal pensions.
Sure.
There's still Colorado still has a pension for teachers and all their public service people. It's called PARA. That's a whole nother 2-hour topic.
yep.
But so pensions are taxable, and once you start taking them, they get taxed, and they're normally taxed at the ordinary income rate. If you haven't kicked any after-tax contributions to that plan. So there are some after-tax ways to put money into some pensions. I don't know of any of those in the ones I've mentioned, but apparently there are some for some of the private pensions.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So the next thing that we really want to talk about, okay, well, so we've talked about the tax kind of wrapper around money. Now we need to say, well, okay, what about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds?
Investments. How are my investments taxed? Yeah.
How are those taxed? Well, so if they're in one of those qualified areas, then they're taxed by those qualified rules mostly, right? So if it says coming out tax-free, then it's tax-free. If it says it's coming out as ordinary income, then that's how it comes out, regardless of what type of capital gain it was, right? Whether it's long-term, short-term, dividends, or whatever, if it's in a qualified account, it's generally going to come out as ordinary income. So when you sell stocks, you sell bonds, mutual funds, if you've held them for more than 1 year, that's long-term capital gains, right? So that's really great. Now that's for non-qualified accounts. So you can pay zero, you can pay 15 or 20. 20 is the highest. So those look really good compared to high ordinary income tax rates, right? So income tax rates can be as high as 37%. And then you add, you know, some state taxes on there. So that can be pretty significant. So capital gains taxes don't look so bad.
No. So, they look pretty good, especially because people, I'm glad you brought this up, because people in retirement do use money or income earned from stocks. They have stocks and mutual funds, and they are taking money out of those in retirement to live on in many cases. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you addressed, will that be taxed? And, you know, you said for a lot of those, if you hold on to it for at least a year before you sell it, you're just going to pay capital gains rates, which are 0, 15, or 20% is what you're saying.
That's right. And those numbers are based on specific income caps, right? So,
right.
And those caps are changed annually for inflation. So 0% rate applies for everybody under 41,675 for single filers. And then it goes up to 83,000 for joint filers. So that's generally that. So to get into the 20% rate, you have to, for joint filers, you have to have income of more than $517,000 to get into the 20% tax rates. So I don't know a lot of people, even very, very wealthy people, don't have $517,000 of income, right? So that's income. And so you just manage your income so you don't stay under that and stay in that 15%. I mean, that's pretty much where most people are going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And the 15% rate is in between there. But let's jump to, before we have to go here, what about selling at a loss? Because sometimes you sell stocks and bonds at a loss. People, when the market's down, might panic and get out. They sell them at a loss. Is there any tax advantage there?
Yes, there is. So if you sell at a loss, that amount may offset capital gains for that year, in addition to up to $3,000 of other income. So that's $3,000 of income off, right? So any excess losses can be carried forward every year indefinitely, but they're subject to the same tax treatment until those losses are exhausted. So you want to hold on to those losses. You want to make sure you're working with a tax professional that is keeping track of your losses.
Yeah. Good advice. Good advice. Good to know, right? Good to know. Well, we're out of time for today's show. It just absolutely flew by, Chris. It's a great topic. Obviously, you need to know about how your retirement dollars are going to be taxed, you know, and those retirement dollars, like you talked about, can come from so many different sources, 401ks, IRAs, Roth IRAs, insurance policies, investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, so Social Security. So we've covered the gamut today. Chris, before we go, though, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set up. There's a no-charge consultation, and if you set that consultation up, I'm sure you can get a copy of Tara's book, or you can just go out and buy it on Amazon.com, right?
That's right. So they can reach us at 719-210-4242. If you'll mention the radio show, I will give you a book. Come in, meet me in the office. We'll get you a book. Okay.
Excellent.
So give us a call at 719-210-4242. If you want to check us out, go out to our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. Lots of great information there. You can look at our book. There's a link on how to buy it there.
Yep.
And there's some other great tools there. So
yeah, the book is called Money Moves by Tara Nolan.
That's right. And put a lot of effort into that book. And so it really takes you through a lot of great information on the basics on how to get a financial strategy started. And then with our help, you'll get it over the finish line.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing book. Well, thank you so much, Chris. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Join us again soon for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242. Or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.